From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A hearing set for October 29th for 25-year-old Ryder Stapp has been continued. The Fields Landing man charged with vehicular manslaughter after his pickup truck crashed through the bedroom of a Humboldt Hill home, killing Robert Bland inside. Lost Coast Outpost reports Stapp was traveling at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour before the crash, his blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. He was cuffed at the scene on June 28th, freed on bail hours later. Two suspects wanted after taking off from police during a Tuesday traffic stop turned themselves in. Officers tried to make a traffic stop on a silver Nissan traveling northbound on 101 just south of the Hooker Creek exit. The Nissan failed to yield to the officer and continued at a high rate of speed. Ultimately, the Nissan ended up on State Route 254, went through Miranda, and turned right on J. Smith Road. About a half mile up J. Smith Road, the Nissan was abandoned. The two men fled the vehicle on foot and ran into the surrounding forest. Tuesday night, 21-year-old Ivan Soto called police to surrender. 90 minutes later, 20-year-old Marvin Rosa did the same thing. The family of Hans Lippener is marking the one-year anniversary of his disappearance from his home in McKinleyville. The 59-year-old was never found. In the spring, his family hired a private investigator to lead the search for him. They recently learned that Hans' van had been found by a hunter near the end of Old French Creek Road off of Highway 299 outside Deloma, California. The van had been parked near the end of a little-used fire road in a remote area there. Although a thorough ground search of the rugged and steep terrain was conducted, Lippener was not found. An early morning fire in Eureka Wednesday at a home on the 6300 block of Purdue Drive. Before 1 a.m., Humboldt Bay fire crews arrived to find the home engulfed in flames. The incident upgraded to a second alarm. One occupant was rescued from the home, the patient in critical condition, and was transported by city ambulance to St. Joseph Hospital. After performing rescue operations and confirming there were no other occupants, crews gained fire control and were able to prevent the spread to neighboring homes. Preliminary damage estimates at about $250,000. The cause is under investigation. The Yurok Agricultural Corporation announcing the signing of an agreement to buy the Mad River Brewing Company, tap room and restaurant. The Yurok Agricultural Corporation is owned by the Yurok Tribe. Officials say the purchase of the business seeks to diversify the tribal economic portfolio to benefit the economic sovereignty of the region. Mad River Brewing's been brewing craft beer since 1989. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.